Welcome back to Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. This is a pretty unique episode because we're talking about Bob's anxieties when it comes to his clients and the work that he does. It's unique because Bob doesn't have a lot of anxieties when it comes to this stuff. He is good at his job, and he knows he's making an impact whenever he gets in front of a crowd. It's sort of a classic paradox. When you present to the same people every year, how do you keep it fresh? You want to create something new for them so you're not boring yourself and you're not boring the client, but at the same time, like, you also have a lot of really good material that you don't necessarily want to create new things.
Well, here's the thing. When I create new things for them, I can take them other places.
Sure.
It only increases the depth of my toy box.
Okay.
So I don't mind doing that. It's just a challenge.
Yeah.
Because when you've come up with a lot of things that you feel really positively about and you've seen people respond really positively to, it's the whole Icarus theory. You know, you flap so hard and you get so high that you start to fear the drop to the ground.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, I've got that, especially with a legacy client like this one. They've seen a lot of stuff that I do and they still keep coming back and telling me how fantastic I am, right? So it's that, you know, I know at some point I'm not going to be as good as I was, you know? And maybe not permanently, but there's going to be some dip somewhere in there. And I say this, and at the same time, I'm working my ass off to make sure that there isn't. So, and you know, it's probably part of my formula, but I don't want to work that hard.
Well, and I think that's, maybe that's a little bit of that anxiety of being a creative and wanting to produce the best thing every time, is that you don't want to repeat yourself. You don't want to necessarily just do the same thing. I think of Seinfeld going on every show, every late night show, and talking about, what's the deal with Chinese people and chopsticks? They've seen the fork. Why don't they use forks? And he did that like 17 times.
Yeah, I get that.
But yeah,
I don't understand how stand-ups actually pull that off, because mind you, I'm a professional speaker, so I have kind of scripted works. I have things that I hit certain beats.
Yeah,
you can compare it very much to that, except for in every talk that I do, there's something different. There's something weird thrown in, or there's some audience interaction or engagement that I can respond to. Otherwise, it would drive me crazy.
I think for that, it's they're touring, they're not on TV all the time, and people enjoy, just like concerts, they enjoy hearing the hits.
Yeah.
They're there for that. If they're the super fan, they're gonna like the joke that you're known for, plus the new stuff that you're doing. And I could see you going back to you. Like, I could see one of your shows every year, one of your presentations every year, and that would still offer me the opportunity to get excited about work, to get excited about what I'm doing, to get excited about my own stuff. You know, so I think there's that like that fear of repetition shouldn't be there as much, probably.
Yeah, I guess. And I'm probably talking out my butt when I say this too, because I do have enough repetition in my stuff that you could say, if you were to follow me around for a week, and see all the different talks that I do in all the different environments, even how I talk to my facilitated groups, they're my greatest hits show up a bit. But
yeah,
I also feel like they bring value. You know,
that works.
I want to bring the stuff that has the greatest impact.
It's road tested. It has been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that this works.
But it's just something so fun and sexy about the first time you put something out there.
Oh, yeah.
And let's face it, you're an innovator,
the fear,
right?
The fear, too, is kind of, that trepidation of, gosh, I hope this is something.
Yeah, well, you don't want to, you're either a king or a clown, you know, when you put yourself out there. Because you take a risk, and if the risk is rewarded, people are very impressed not only with what you've done, but the risk that you took. And if you fail, people are not only unimpressed by what you've shown them, but they're unimpressed that you chose to take a risk to try to show me that. So it's like, you know, double doubles. But I think there's nothing like feeling something for the first time where it's like, oh, that just hit. Actually, it happens sometimes in the middle of a presentation where I've got a new idea or a new slide and I offer it up and I see them respond and I'm like, oh, wow, this is something. And it is amazing to me to see the things that resonate with people and the things that don't. I sometimes describe my approach to working with an audience as echolocation. I throw my energy out at the crowd and feel what comes back. If what comes back is good, more of that. If what comes back is bad, Time to pirouette and try again. The important thing is to pay attention to your audience. Or better yet, be attentive to your audience. Or even better still, love your audience. Like Nick and I love you, dear listener. You can never go wrong with that. That does it for this episode of Your Daily Dose. Thanks for listening.